Okay, so are you ready to go on a little adventure with me today?
Always up for an adventure.
All right, excellent. The Church of Tinkerbell podcast.
Faith, imagination, the power of belief.
Love and acceptance to make the world a better place.
What would happen if we all just tried to see the world through the eyes of a child again, even for a moment?
It's a beautiful thought, isn't it?
It is.
The Church of Tinkerbell.
The Church of Tinkerbell. All right, I'm intrigued.
Today, we're doing something maybe a little different. We're exploring an idea that really challenges how we think about our bodies, movement, and maybe what it truly means to be holy. We're unpacking a really beautiful piece. It's called Blessings for the Body, a Prayer of Movement from the Church of Tinkerbell blog. Now, for those of you unfamiliar, this blog is kind of known for its poetic takes on contemporary spirituality, mindful living, that sort of thing. So our mission today is really to see how simple physical acts, things we do every day, can actually become profound spiritual practices. It's an invitation, really, to reconsider our usual ideas about prayer, maybe even holiness itself.
Yeah, and I think many of you listening probably already get that mind-body connection in your own practices, right? Spiritual wellness, whatever it is. But what's really refreshing here, I find, is how this source pushes that further. It invites us to see our physical selves not just as, you know, a container, but as an active, integral part of our spiritual journey. A holy part, even.
Exactly.
And that perspective, well, it has huge aha moment potential, doesn't it? It could make you fundamentally rethink your whole relationship with your body.
That aha potential is definitely strong here. And, you know, it leads us right into the core idea of the piece, which does challenge assumptions. It says, we forget sometimes that our bodies are holy.
Mm.
Now, when we hear holy, like you said, maybe we think perfection, purity, flawlessness, that kind of thing. But the blog post, it's quick to say, but that's not the definition it's using.
Right.
Instead, holiness is found in the miracle of being alive, in the breath that comes unbidden, in the heart that beats, without asking our permission. It really grounds the sacred in just, wow, existence itself.
It completely reframes holiness then. It shifts it from something external we have to strive for, maybe earn through discipline or some code, to something inherent, just part of being alive.
Yeah.
And what's so insightful about that, I think, is how it hands you, the listener, back your fundamental worth. No strings attached. You know, in a culture that's pretty obsessed with physical perfection or spiritual purity, this feels like, well, a radical act of self-acceptance.
It really does. Dressed up as spiritual wisdom, like you said.
Yeah. It challenges us to find the profound women in just being, pushing back against all those pressures about body image or, you know, feeling spiritually good enough.
It's incredibly liberating when you think about it that way.
Yeah.
And building on that foundation, the article brings in this central concept. This post is a prayer, but not one of words alone.
Okay.
It calls it a prayer made of motion, a prayer stitched together from the quiet choreography. You can almost picture that, can't you? It's about letting the body speak what the spirit longs to say. So it's not just exercise, it's opening another channel, another way to communicate through movement.
And that brings up a really crucial point about how we usually think about prayer. Mostly, yeah, we think words, spoken or silent, maybe meditation, but expressing spirituality physically through the body, well, that offers unique benefits, I think.
Like what?
Well, it can bypass the limits of language, maybe, allow for something more primal, more intuitive. Think about those times when words just aren't enough. When your spirit feels too big or maybe too heavy for words, this kind of approach gives you another way in, another way to express that's deeply personal, embodied. It's there when the usual methods don't quite fit.
That makes a lot of sense. And the source actually breaks this down, this embodied path, into three really beautiful pillars of movement. The first one it calls the stretching prayer. And this is all about reverence and listening.
Okay, reverence and listening.
Yeah. The instructions are almost, well, poetic. It says, raise your arms overhead as if lifting the morning sun. Let your spine unfurl like a scroll of blessing. Reach out wide as though embracing the horizon and then fold forward, bowing to the earth. It's a very gentle, mindful sort of sequence.
Hmm. Sounds lovely.
But it's the thinking behind it that really got me. It says, stretching is not about forcing, but about listening.
Okay, listening.
Yes. It calls it an act of reverence to the limits of flesh. Mm. And here's a key part, a reminder that holiness is found not in pushing past pain, but in honoring the whisper of enough.
Wow. Honoring the whisper of enough.
Right. It frames each stretch as a psalm of gratitude. for tendons, muscles, bones, everything that carries us.
Mm-hmm.
But that idea, honoring the whisper, I mean, in a world that's always pushing for more, 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 how do we actually do that? How do we apply that without feeling like we're just settling or not trying hard enough?
That's a great question. It's a real challenge, isn't it? Because it asks us to kind of rethink our whole relationship with effort. But the insight there is pretty profound, I think. True strength isn't just about how much you can do, but about awareness, knowing when enough is enough. And this gentle approach, well, it fits perfectly with a lot of modern wellness thinking, mindfulness practices,
right,
where respecting your body's limits, listening to those whispers instead of shouting over them, is seen as a really deep form of self-care.
So it's not about not growing, but about growing sustainably.
Exactly. Sustainably and compassionately. It encourages you, the listener, to accept your body as it is, strengths and limitations included. Instead of always chasing some ideal that might not even be reachable, it's about being present and grateful for this vehicle you have for life, finding holiness right here, right now.
Finding holiness right here. Mm-hmm. Like that. Okay, so from that gentle listening, we move into something, well, bigger, more expansive, the dancing prayer.
Okay.
And this pillar is all about the wild gospel of joy and freedom. That's the phrase it uses. The source says, let your feet find rhythm, any rhythm. And here's the key bit. It does not need to match the music. It does not need to be pretty. It only needs to be true.
I love that. Yeah. True, not pretty.
Exactly. It's about totally uninhibited, unjudged movement. Picture it. When your hips roll, when your shoulders shake, when your arms carve invisible circles through the air, you are writing your own scripture of joy. It's such a radical invitation to just let go of self-consciousness.
That's beautiful.
And the language is just so potent. It declares, dance is the body's wild gospel. A sermon of delight, a testimony of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And then this invitation. And if you laugh while you dance, if you stumble and spin and fling yourself into the reckless abandon of movement, then you have prayed with your whole heart.
It's like giving yourself permission to just be joyful, be expressive, no perfection needed. It reminds me of, you know, how little kids dance, just pure, unbridled them.
Yeah, absolutely. And zooming out a bit, this whole liberating side of dance is a spiritual thing. It goes way beyond just physical exercise, doesn't it?
Oh, God.
It's really encouraging authentic self-expression, letting go of all those inhibitions we pick up as adults.
Mm. The blog actually categorizes this piece under sacred play, which I think is significant. It highlights this idea that joy, freedom, playfulness, they aren't just okay, they're sacred.
Sacred play. I like that category.
Yeah. It challenges that idea that spiritual stuff always has to be solemn or super controlled. It suggests that maybe that childlike wonder in movement, that spontaneous urge to just spin around, that can be a direct line to your deepest self.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe to a sense of divine playfulness, too. It frees you from always needing to be perfect and lets you embrace a more, I don't know, vibrant, messy truth. Joy itself as a spiritual act.
A vibrant, messy truth. Love it. Okay, which brings us to the third pillar, and maybe the most fundamental one. The breathing prayer. It's called the simplest liturgy.
Breathing, right, foundational.
Totally. This is about the act of breathing itself. Inhale and let the world enter you. Exhale and let your soul pour back into the world. The source calls it the simplest liturgy, the most constant ritual. And it assigns meaning. Each inhale says yes. Each exhale says thank you.
Yes and thank you. Simple, profound.
It really underscores how basic, how essential this is. When we breathe deeply, we return to the sacred rhythm that undergirds every song, every heartbeat, every prayer whispered or shouted. And it points out the timelessness of it, too. Breathing is the first prayer we were given, the prayer we carried before we had words, and it will be the last prayer we offer when the time comes to lay the body down. Wow. It just frames this automatic thing we do as inherently sacred, always there.
It's truly remarkable how that resonates across so many traditions, isn't it? I mean, you look at ancient yoga, Buddhist meditation, like Anapanasati, even the Stoics saw breath as the pneuma, the spirit. Breath is consistently seen as the essence of life, a direct link to the divine or your inner self, however you frame it.
It's universal.
It really is. It's not just about oxygen. It's this profound universal metaphor. And even modern science, you know, links focused breathing to regulating emotions, finding mental clarity. So this pillar is inviting you to tap into that deep, universal current, reminding you that this basic act is a constant link to something bigger. The cycle of receiving and giving, it's like the silent mantra of just being here.
The silent mantra of existence. Wow, okay. So After exploring these three aspects, the stretching, the dancing, the breathing, the source wraps up with this lovely closing benediction. It sort of ties it all together. It summarizes the core blessings. May you stretch and find blessing in the reach. May you dance and know your joy is holy. May you breathe and remember the gift of being alive. It feels like such a gentle, empowering permission slip.
It really does. And the bigger implication, the takeaway, is this really profound shift in perspective. The source says it straight out. Your body is not a burden to transcend, get that? Not something to get over. It is a sanctuary to inhabit, a temple of motion and rest, a vessel of prayer.
A sanctuary to inhabit.
Exactly. That's not just poetry. It's a fundamental rethink of our physical lives. And it's a powerful call to action, really, encouraging you to weave these practices into your life, not like chores, but as acts of devotion almost. That final line, go in peace and let your body pray. It's this potent invitation to see your everyday physical self as this direct channel for spiritual expression, always available.
Finding the sacred right here in the skin you're in.
Precisely.
It's truly amazing, isn't it? How much depth and meaning we can find in things that seem so simple, so everyday. Stretching, dancing, just breathing. I feel like this deep dive really showed that holiness isn't just in quiet rooms or perfect words. It can be right there, vibrantly present in the moving, breathing, living experience of being alive, finding the sacred in our physical core.
And if we think about the bigger picture, if we really embrace our bodies this way, not as something to control or beat into shape, but as these holy vessels for prayer, for authentic expression, well, maybe we find a deeper connection, not just to ourselves, but maybe to the world around us too. It seems to offer a path towards a kind of everyday sacredness, you know? We're just living, moving, breathing. It all becomes infused with meaning, leading to a more integrated, maybe more joyful, definitely more embodied way of being. It suggests the divine isn't just out there somewhere.
But right here, pulsating within us.
Yeah, waiting for us to just notice it through movement, through breath.
And that really is the invitation for all of you listening, isn't it? What stood out to you from this deep dive? Is there maybe one small prayer of movement you could try incorporating into your day? Maybe it's just a conscious stretch when you wake up, or letting yourself sway for a moment when a song you love comes on, or just taking one deep, mindful breath before you start your next task. Give it a try. See what whispers your body might offer back. Thanks so much for diving deep with us today. Keep learning, keep growing, and keep exploring.